Good afternoon. It's the last day of March 2015, the 31st of March, and this is Paul O'Mahony going to tell you a story about some difficulties I had this morning with sharing audio. I went to meet a client of mine, a company called InHand Guides, and they make audio players, and they're mainly a business-to-business company, and I've podcast about them before. But the CEO of that company and I have been making audios together about the business development of InHand Guides for about 4 years now. And recently, and we've been putting them up on audioboom.fm or .com. Can't remember which, to be honest. But anyway, it's audioboom. And that has been very successful. And in fact, some of the audios have been listened to by a very large number of people. And it served InHand Guides very well. And recently, Audioboom brought in a condition that in order to listen to the Audioboom's, you had to sign in to, you had to put in your email address, your password, and something else. In other words, you had three fields to fill out. And this has been bothering me ever since the company brought this new regulation in. But this morning, what happened is that the CEO of InHand Guides introduced me to somebody who could possibly be a future client for me. And this person asked me what sort of work I do with audio, and he expressed an interest in listening to some of my audios in order to get a better idea of the kind of work that I do. So my own laptop was dead. I'd left my charger at home and had run out of charge, so we used his laptop. And we went onto Google, found Audioboom O'Mahony blog, which is O'Mahony blog's my name on the internet, and clicked on there, found the Audioboom website, and but found that you couldn't hear any of the audios without him opening an account. And thereby, there, at that point, his interest in listening to my audio stopped dead. He clearly had no time or interest to climb over three hurdles, putting in three bits of information into Audioboom. So we had a bit of a further conversation about this, and I explained to him that I was personally very disappointed, to put it mildly, at the new regulation brought in by Audioboom, and that this hadn't existed until recently. So he said to me, well, why don't you use SoundCloud? And I said, well, I'm considering SoundCloud, and I'm going to seriously think about moving my business-related audios over onto SoundCloud. This is not the first time that I've had this difficulty after Audioboom made its decision. I can understand Audioboom wanting to increase the number of subscribers to their service, but I can't really understand why Audioboom wouldn't give an option so that somebody who wanted to sign in could sign in, and somebody who simply wanted to listen to a piece of audio without necessarily signing in could do so. It put me in a difficult position as far as my business is concerned, and I'm actively looking for an alternative. The disadvantage, I suppose, for me, is that I've built up a bit of a following for my audios on Audioboom, And I suppose I now, if I go to SoundCloud, I'll have an extra step to take, which is to put the same piece of audio over on Audio Boom for those who are already, if you like, inside the firewall. So that's it. That's the difficulty I've run into this morning. And thank you very much for listening to it. I'm Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the internet. Wishing you all the best for now. Bye.